The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Does something like this. He has a purpose. God has a mission to fulfill in my life and in our lives together. And I believe that is why he has brought this topic at this particular point in time. When we talk about being physically strong to the end, if we look at our daddies that have talked to us this morning, there was a time when they were young, in their 20s, in their 25, and for them to climb from there to this pulpit, maybe just a leap, and then they will jump here. But can they do that now? No. Yes. Age has taken its toll on them. It doesn't mean that they are not spiritually strong. But the mind of God for us is that we should also be physically strong. I am believing the Holy Spirit to take us through this study so that we get the full meaning of what God has in stock for us this morning in Jesus' name. Let's quickly read a key verse. That's Ephesians 6:10. Open your Bible there if you have it. I'll be reading from here. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." God is asking us to be strong in him and in the power of his might. That means God has made a provision for our strength. And looking into my Bible, there's no limitation to the age. There's nothing there that suggests, oh, be strong when you are still a youth. But as long as you continue to wait upon the Lord, he renews our strength. Now, to be physically strong, it means you have the stamina and then you are willing to achieve your goal. You have the stamina, you are willing to achieve your goal. When we talk about stamina, it's not about physical strength. Like the example I gave earlier on, you may not have the muscle bulk. You may not have the muscle bulk to lift this pulpit at your age, at the age you are in, or at the age you will get to at a particular point in time. You know, getting old is a process. All humans, it's a sign of life. We start as a baby, or maybe, in utero, when we are still in our mother's womb. God knew us then, even before we were formed. And then as we go on, adolescent, you become 25, 26, and then our prayer is that we all grow old in the name of Jesus. So as you grow old, there's tendency for your physical strength. I'm talking about your muscle bulk, your ability to lift load and do some other things, not to be 100%. But then you can still have it to be 100%. That looks like, oh, what is she talking about? Now, let's go on and read what God has for us this morning. Strength is usually associated with youths in terms of the ability to get work done. That is the end result of strength. You have strength because you are able to get work done. Okay? One should have the capability, which could be financial, or your ability to influence people to get things done for you. The end result is still the same. You are able to get things done to achieve a goal, to achieve your aim. Even though you may not be the one directly doing it, but you must have invested in the life of people that as you grow old, they are the ones, their hand become an extension of your own hand. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. We are going to look into the example of Moses as we go along the way. But before we go to Moses, let's read about Joshua. Joshua chapter 14, the text which we can read at home is 6 to 15. But I'm particular about something in the life of Joshua. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10b. Joshua had a mindset of an achiever. a mindset that gets things done, irrespective of obvious limitation. He knew what God had told him. He was conversant with the mind of God for his life. He knew he was supposed to possess Hebron. And so, as his age was increasing, he saw in himself a man that has the ability to accomplish God's purpose. You will not be limited in Jesus' name. I said, things around you will not limit you in the name of Jesus. So, I will conclude the introduction by saying, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think in your heart that, this old age thing cannot make me accomplish much, especially for those that got born again, some of us got born again when we were teenagers, fortunate. For those that got born again, maybe in their late 50s, you cannot be limited. What you carry inside of you cannot make you to be limited. It goes beyond what physical limitation can do. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. So Caleb saw in himself a man that is able to achieve the purpose of God for his life. A man that is able to get things done. So he was physically strong to the end. This is the mindset God wants both all of us to have this morning. The mindset of somebody that will not readily give up. The mindset of somebody that has an aim, a target, a focus, and is driven to achieve that aim. Amen. We are going to quickly go to keys. Keys to being physically strong. There are 10. There may be more than that, but for the purpose of this morning, we are just going to quickly run through the 10 keys. 10 keys that you must hold so that you keep on opening to getting to exactly where God wants you to be. Number one key, you must know, you must have faith in God's provision, divine provision. We just went for our brunch. If you didn't know there was a provision there, it's possible for you to just sit down and be saying, they should have made provision. Whereas there's a provision there. So the general overseer, our daddy, announced that there's a provision, and then we were asked to go there to obtain our portion. That is the way it is. God has a provision. The provision of grace that Caleb identified with. Okay? And he was able to possess that possession because he identified with the grace of God upon his life. If we read that scripture, let's open the Bible. Let's read it. Joshua chapter 14. I'll read 10b. This is Caleb talking. And the Lord, as he promised, has kept me alive ever since. Look at me. I am 80 years old, and I am as strong today as I was when Moses sent me out. I am strong enough for war or for anything else. This is what must be registered in our mind. Our God, the God we are serving, cannot be limited. When Moses was giving excuses that he was a stammerer, he won't be able to fulfill God's purpose, God told him, Aaron is there. So if our complaint is, I would have loved to go for evangelism, I would have loved to do this, I would have loved to do that, anything, you are filled with zeal to expand the kingdom. God, stop complaining. Just pray that God will open your eyes so that you'll be able to identify your Aaron. And at the end of the day, the mind of God concerning our life shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number two, have a goal-achieving orientation, focus-driven life, and mindset. Don't limit yourself. Don't say, if I had money like Dangote, I would have made schools free for everybody. Start with that strength that God has deposited in you. One of our fathers, when he was speaking earlier on, he said, as long as you are a child of God, God has deposited something in you. There is a grace of God upon your life. So it is left for you to discover it. Don't look too far away. That thing that God wants you to use to establish his kingdom here on earth, it's right inside of you. I pray we will not miss it in Jesus' name. I say, we will not miss it in Jesus' name. What God has made available for you may be your ability to encourage people. Don't look down on that. Don't look down on it. Capitalize on what God has given you. Find it aflame. Encourage people. Continue. Whatever it is, discover it. God is an investor. Please let me tell your neighbor, God is an investor. The moment you gave your life to Christ, he has invested some things into you. So you need to discover it so that you learn to prosper. So that you learn to prosper with God, what God has given you. Number three, healthy living. It contributes a huge quota to you accomplishing your purpose for the Lord. To you remaining physically strong to the end. And when we talk about healthy living, I know Christ's way, we always talk about it. Okay? Healthy living in terms of your menu. What do you eat? You consider carefully what you put in your mouth. You ask yourself, is it beneficial? Will it help my physical strength? And then you run away from junks and all that. Things that we have been told to stay away from. If you want to live long and strong, I'm not going to dwell much on that. The need for adequate rest. Kirakita. Kodola. Kodola. That means you need divine inspiration to know where you are going to expend your energy wisely. You don't have to be jack of all trades, master of none. Just divine inspiration. Jesus told Peter, we need to pay tax. Go to the river, cast your net there, and he caught fish. Ask me, are there not so many fishes in that river? But God specifically instructed him. And by divine instruction, he was able to bring out money from the mouth of the fish. So rather than running helter-skelter, doing all sorts of trades, I'm into multiple streams of income. But I'm just saying that you need divine instruction. Take adequate rest. Lay premium on your health. You don't have to go to every occasion. Sometimes what I found useful is rather than moving from one occasion, one social gathering to the other, give them what you have and then put it, they will appreciate it. Take adequate rest. Learn to say, no, I won't be able to attend this. Learn to say, oh, I need to close down this, I need to shut down the computer, I need to take a nap. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Go for medical checkup regularly. Don't wish it away. Don't say, God forbid. Yes, God forbid. But, you know, for those of us, even if it's a motorcycle, a vehicle, from time to time, you change the engine of your vehicle, even generator that we use at home. Don't we service it? It is time we start looking at our health in that direction. Especially if you are above 40 years of age, you go for medical checkup. Fix an appointment with your doctor. Let them run the test. You are not looking for trouble, but then you can't be ignorant. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay? And then, when you have any reason to use medication, adhere strictly to the doctor's instruction. It doesn't stop you from being a believer. It doesn't stop your spirituality. You know, no man can receive anything except God gives it. So the knowledge, the medical knowledge comes from who? From God. Not from the devil, from God. So let's make adequate use of God's provision so that we'll remain physically strong to the end. Okay? Now, I'm in number four. Oh, before we go there, don't ignore symptoms of departure from good health. Make sure you talk to your doctor. Number four, be disciplined. Be disciplined in your appetite. Your appetite for food, your appetite for pleasure, be disciplined. Ask yourself, will I die if I don't do it? Is it biblical? Is it beneficial? Be conscious of the fact that you want to live long and strong. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number five. I hope I'm not rushing. This number five is very, very important. give attention to building and developing good relationship. No matter how rich you are, no matter how much money you have stacked up in your bank account, if you don't diligently build good relationship, that individual may end up in sorrow, because money does not necessarily give joy. That is the truth. So it is important that we should build good relationships. Start with people that are in your immediate environment. Your spouse, your children, biological children, and non-biological children. Let's open our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. If you also check 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. Paul kept referring to Timothy as his dear son. Was Timothy Paul's biological child? No. But he had taken time to build relationship with him. So for us as leaders, for us as ministers, we need to build lasting relationship. Lasting relationship. No one is self-sufficient. No one. None at all. Okay? And then it's important that it's an intentional act. You put your mind to do it. Don't be self-centered. Don't let everything center around you. Invest in the lives of other people. Very important. Paul invested in the life of Timothy. And so he was able to make Timothy somebody that could fill the capacity of a bishop. Who are we investing our life in? Or what exactly are we investing our life in? So we should invest, okay, in people's life. Whenever you have opportunities, and one thing I've noticed that God is going to bring so many opportunities your way, we should learn to identify God's given opportunity, and then we embrace it. Invest your time, invest your money, invest your words of encouragement, whatever resource. If you are in an office today, and let us know that it's important that we know whatever capacity we find ourselves, God has a purpose for putting us there. God made Esther the queen because he knew what would happen in years to come. So whatever opportunity you have, please use it to build people. Don't pull anybody down. Invest in people's life, okay? And then when your physical strength is no longer there, it will still be there, because the harm you have helped today will be an extension of your own arm very, very soon. You may be the director of a company today. You won't stay there forever. But those that you have helped to also achieve some height, when you go, it will be as if you are still the one there. How many of us have experienced such things? That is being strong. Being strong till the end. You are no longer the head of the unit, but because of people that you have invested in their lives, it will be as good as if you are the one. Once they hear your name, they will put whatever it is that is needed to be done, they will put all at stake just to make sure that the goal is achieved. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number 6. Surround yourself with your Aaron and your all. These are your encouragers. Let us open our Bible to the book of Exodus. We need to read this passage. Exodus chapter 17. I will read from verse 11. Exodus 17. I will read from verse 11. The Bible says, as long as Moses held up his arms, the Israelites won. But when he put his arms down, the Amalekites started winning. When Moses' arms grew tired, Aaron and Hur brought a stone for him to sit on while they stood beside him and held up his arms, holding them steady until the sun went down. Verse 13. In this way, Joshua totally defeated the Amalekites. Aaron and Hur, they are encouragers. They may be younger to you in age, but God will give them innovations that will make your life easy. There was a time in the past that we were not using all these media thing to preach the gospel, but with innovations, people's ideas. We started using them. We were in Ile-Ife, but from all over Nigeria, even outside Nigeria, people are listening to what we are doing. Innovations. Now, Moses, because the target was that Joshua should defeat the enemy. The Israelites, they should defeat them. That was the target. And as long as Moses' arm was up, what was happening? They were defeating. But at a point in time, he was tired. But people that he had groomed, people that he had invested in their lives, they thought of, oh, why don't he, let's get a stone for him. He sat down and they lifted his arm. And that verse 13, he says, in this way, that means in that way, that new innovation, victory was assured. My prayer this morning is that the Lord will open our eyes to know the identity of our Aaron and our horse in the name of Jesus. Don't drive them away. Don't compete with your Aaron and your horse. It's not a wise thing to do. When you see children, youths coming up, don't discourage them. They are your Aaron and your horse. Because in your churches, in our various churches, let's give them opportunity. Let's give them opportunity. There will be an extension of our hands when we grow older to achieving God's purpose for the church. I pray we will not work against God in Jesus' name. I want to hear a resounding amen. Amen. So they were the ones that held the hands of Moses steady. We will need them. Number 7, allow the joy of the Lord to fill your heart always. Because the joy of the Lord is actually your strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Avoid energy drainers. Energy drainers. Okay? What are these energy drainers? Bitterness. Don't waste your time on bitterness. Don't be embittered against anyone. Heaven is our focus. That is where we are going to. So why should you be distracted by bitterness? Why should you be distracted by unhealthy competition? It doesn't mean that people will not come. You know, there are some people, they are Christians, but they're enjoying this competition. They want to compete with you. Tell them heaven is your focus. You don't have time for unhealthy competition. You don't compete as per the number of followers that you have. No. Those are energy-sapping mechanisms that the devil uses in this age. We will not fall victim of it in Jesus' name. We will not fall victim of it in the name of Jesus. Regret. How I wish I was born again when I was a teenager. Don't waste your time on such. At that particular instant that you met with the Lord, start from there. God, the heavenly resources is unlimited. We can't exhaust it. If the whole Nigeria becomes born again today, brethren, heavenly resources is enough to meet our needs. That is the way the Lord has made it. Unforgiveness in the kingdom, it shouldn't be found. They are energy drainers. They make all these things. They can make an individual to lose his focus. Okay? They can make an individual to lose his focus. If Moses was competing with Aaron for leadership position, rather than help him, they'll be waiting for him to fail. They'll wait for him to fail. Does he think he has the energy like he had it when he was 10 years ago? They'll be waiting for him to fail. But they saw a man with vision, a man that had carried them all along with the vision. And so they were willing to support him so that the purpose of God can be accomplished. The Bible said, in this way, that is, in the way, in the innovation, made available, divinely inspired by God, through Joshua and through Aaron and all, they were able to defeat the Amalekites. Number 9, avoid stressors. These are things that will not make an individual to be physically strong to the end. Avoid stressors. What are stressors? Okay, financial insecurity. When you have the strength, invest in your life. Invest in your future. Invest. Financial investment, very important. So that by the time you are becoming a senior citizen, you don't have financial insecurity. Whatever your children give you should be an addition. It should be an addition. Have a retirement plan. Speak to people that will help you. How do I go about it? Okay? As one grows older, you shouldn't be working because you are under undue stress. You work because you want to keep fit, not because you want to make ends meet. Ah, no. Avoid undue financial stress. Okay? Then pressure of unaffordable recurring bill. Something you have to pay the rent, you have to pay school fees, there are some things that you just have to do. Household, money for household and all that. Try as much as possible. You are not rich by what you earn. You are actually rich by what you save, what you invest. Let's learn that principle. Because if poverty or financial insecurity can actually make a 40-year-old man look like a 70-year-old man, true or true? Very true. God will help us in Jesus' name and avoid quarrelsome associates. The Bible says as much as it lies in you, what should you do? You live peaceably with all men. You live peaceably with all men. We were taught in this ministry that if you feel offended, don't take offense, number one. Number two, if you now feel offended and the person, the offender, refuses to plead for forgiveness, what should you do? You beg yourself and you move on. You beg yourself and you move on. Okay? So don't harbor unforgiveness. Quarrelsome associates. Don't do business together with an unbeliever that will be giving you a headache from morning till night. Avoid such. Okay? Number 10. Be fully committed to your divine assignment and wait on God perpetually in prayer, in fasting, in studying the word. Because the Lord breathes on you and gives you the inspiration to stay strong. He gives you what you need, what it takes to stay strong. He tells you, when Moses was lamenting, he pointed him to his Aaron. When you stay and wait patiently for God, when you wait upon God, when you stay on his word, God will divinely arrange your Aaron and your all. And then your strength, as your age increases, your strength might seem to be dwindling. But actually, in actual sense, it will not dwindle. Because you have groomed some people whose hands will be an extension of your arm in achieving God's purpose for your life. Shall we rise on our feet? Let us rise up. Let us rise up. I want us to pray just two prayers this morning. Very important. Very important. Conclusion. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Trust him to keep you physically strong to the end as you totally obey his instructions. I want us to tell God, Lord, have mercy upon me. Peradventure, I've driven my Aaron, my Hur away as a result of my own incompetence, as whatever stumbling block has made my Aaron and Hur to run away. Lord, forgive it. Rearrange my situation such that I will be physically strong to the end. I hope we are praying. Let us pray this prayer. Just tell God. Tell God where you are. You don't need to shout before God hears you. There are some things that it's only God that you can discover. You know, as we are ministering, that a particular person should have been your Aaron, but you have driven him away. You have driven her away by our attitude, by our feeling of insecurity. Tell God this morning that, Lord, rearrange my situation. Rearrange my situation. Divinely situate my Aaron and my Hur. Divinely situate them. Help me to identify them. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. At the end of the day, I will not have any regrets when I get to heaven. When my eyes become open and I see, oh, these are lost opportunities. Father, every lost opportunities in the past, recover them. Recover them. We don't need to know how God will do it. But I'm persuaded that the God we are serving is a God of second chance. I hope you are talking to God. I hope you are talking to God. That, Lord, help me. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Finally, let us pray. God, everything that I need to remain physically strong to the end, Father, open them up in my life. Every channel that I need to remain physically strong to the end, Father, open them up. Open them up. Other opportunities, good opportunities to invest in people's life, to impact life positively. Open them up, Lord. Open them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word that you have sent to us. We know it's for a purpose. My Father and my God, we pray. As we have cried unto you this morning, you hear us speedily in the name of Jesus. Every lost opportunity, every lost ground, Father, we ask for the grace to recover all in the name of Jesus. The grace to recover all in the name of Jesus. Every lost ground, maybe in our family, concerning our spouses, concerning our children, every lost opportunity, concerning the church of God, the ministry, Father, Lord, in your great and mighty hand, recover all in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you help us to grow, even in this grace of being physically strong to the end, in the name of Jesus. As many as are under this ministration, the power, the divine inspiration, Father, to be physically strong to the end, let it rest upon each and every one of us in Jesus' name, that they will remember this day as a day they have encounter with the living God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.